This is the Timely Beaver, number 6. It's July 11, 2005. Up it.
To W-I-L-E-Y, to the Beaver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown, and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Really lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like half with the girls. Short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall with a long tail. He sometimes eats a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along to ask the Beaver, where's the bong? Beaver says, don't worry, bong. Why don't you come along? I told a story about Willie.
Hey guys, welcome again to another show. This is the Timely Beaver number 6, and it's July 11th, 2005.
Yeah, it's awesome. We've done a lot this last week, and you were busy working on your mural for the bus that we talked about.
I've been putting off this bus mural idea that I have, where I'm going to paint this. It's a 200 square foot mural that I have an artist who's going to paint, and I spent 10 hours this weekend just prepping the surface, priming, sanding, cleaning, taping off the windows and everything. And then I had to, I was about 8 hours into it yesterday, and I was just about ready to paint. And then my roller, I thought I already had a roller and then a rolling pan, but the paint that I last painted with was glued to it, and it was unable to be used. So like 7:30 at night, and I've been doing this for 8 hours already today. I had to go to Fred Meyer and buy another rolling pan just to finish up the painting. But
when's the artist going to do the mural?
The artist is on board, and actually I'm going to talk to her later on today, and we're going to discuss the logistics about doing it. But it's going to be an awesome mural, and I have an idea of what I'm going to do.
And she's single.
But hey, you can't say that because she listened to the show, so that's that's okay.
This is factual information. Nothing implied.
But
the
idea I had of what I want to do, I want to take it to like Alberta. I want to have like Last Thursdays and park it and have wine and like soft music play and be a rolling piece of art.
Nice.
So where artists bring their stuff to like at the sidewalk, I'll bring my piece.
You can drive yours.
And so it's going to be a gigantic mural that kind of dictates the duality between like heaven and hell. Like the back of the bus is like the bad part of the bus when you sat in high school and or elementary school. That's where all the bad kids sat.
That's cool kids, Mike.
Oh, the cool kids, yeah. That's where those giant speakers are that blow out people's eardrums and stuff. So.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah. But
right on.
Working pretty good.
So Aaron's brother got married yesterday.
Yeah, tell us about that, Aaron.
Well, my little brother got married to Andy, and it was really nice. I was a groomsman. I had to stand up there and got kind of a mild anxiety attack.
You're not the one getting married, and you got married.
Yeah, I started like sweating and just like I got a little felt crappy, you know. But
that was all right. That only lasted a couple minutes.
And so then puked and ran off the
plane.
But it was really sweet, and afterwards at the reception, we did all the toasts and throw in the bridal flowers and what was that thing caught? Or that thing called that I caught?
The garter.
Oh, I'm going to get married next.
I caught the garter. I totally like snatched it out of this 10-year-old's hand.
Elbowed
him. Like
face.
A linebacker, kind of bouncing people off and trying to get
doesn't know what it's all about. I didn't want him to. Actually,
he could have explored masturbation with that, Aaron.
Actually, I thought it would have been funny.
Oh,
it's like
God, Teresa.
Well, that's true.
He's 10.
Exactly.
He'll start soon enough.
Stop trying to rush him into it. But it was a really nice ceremony, and the reception was nice, except for it was at a park where you couldn't have any alcohol.
How can you have a wedding without alcohol?
I know. I was like, what's going on? This is crazy.
My family is, most of them are pretty religious, and I think their family is too.
which made it extra funny when my brother decorated the back of the car with a 4-foot penis.
Like, with cum dripping out of the end.
And on the side of the car, it said "Go Beav," and it had a lady spreading her legs. It was just foul.
Who decorated the car?
My older brother.
Oh yeah, that's understandable. Oh,
yeah. And then the next time we saw the car, it was all like cleaned off. Someone had decorated
somebody
all
redid
nice.
It.
Like, married.
Somebody clashed it up a little.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Crazy.
So what do we have for today's show?
Well, today we got My Life as a Vacuum.
Nice.
It's actually done by Carrie.
I heard it's a little erotic.
It is. Well, you're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay. All right.
And Willie goes on this crazy redneck camping trip, something.
Yeah, I heard Willie went to California or something.
Some crazy rednecks driving a truck and stuff, too. So.
Who knows? And we also have a giveaway this episode. So you'll have to stay tuned to find out about that. And, well.
Great music, and just stay tuned.
Right on.
Good times.
I rolled my truck.
Ode to Boobs by Ted. Boobs, how I love you so, the way you bounce to and fro on the chest of women, a home half have known in the shackles of bras, waiting for oohs and ahs to be released into the throe of a single wind's blow with piercings and nipples or nips like thimbles. I will always be there to suckle, fondle, or stare at all of the hoes. Whoa, Mike, check out those. Torpedoes and melons give rise to temptations on hot summer nights with sweat and ice under a canopy of stars. Men have traveled far for a chance with models to touch their male throttles. And this, all my friends and others of you that knew this, was an ode to boobs, both ample and huge. And on a more serious note, it is my proud pleasure to present to you today, The Kindred, playing Punk Preoccupation and No Law. So I want you all to break down the house, because they're going to rock it off for you, coming to you from San Jose, California, The Kindred!
That's what I like. It was a new alternative. It lost its touch. It was a new beat of culture that didn't do much. This is a new punk preoccupation. It's a new punk preoccupation. It's a new punk preoccupation. It's a new. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's all like this music, and that's not alright. You know your ears and your brain. This is a new punk-free occupation. It's a new punk-free occupation. It's a new punk-free occupation. It's a new. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You're always stupid, always the best. We're proud of being fascist, proud of being punks. You're always stupid. A new alternative. It lost its touch. It was a new breed of culture that did too much. This is a new punk-free occupation. It's a new punk-free occupation. It's a new punk-free occupation. It's a new punk-free occupation. Occupation. Occupation.
Bye.
Really? Haven't seen him around in for a little while.
Well, him and Ted and some other people went camping in California.
Nice, nice. Hey, I wonder what they're doing right now.
Diddle-loo, 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 diddle-loo.
What a beautiful day in the forest. Look at all the beautiful colors. Hey, Willie, what are you eating? Those might be poisonous. No way. Really? I'll eat some too. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I'm feeling a little weird too, Willie. You might want to learn how to drive stick now. We've been pounding hams all day. Holy shit, we rolled the truck, Willie! Are you okay? Yeah, let's get out of here before the fuzz shows up, and not the good kind. Willie, where can we hide? Great idea. Nobody will find us in the Cave of Lost Inhibitions. Wow, it's dark, dank, and surprisingly stimulating down here. Your eyes are equally as luminous. I don't know if being different species would make us gay, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Hey, are you guys down there?
Yeah.
Well, you better get out. The coast is clear.
Great suggestion for a hiding place, Willie. Do you go down there often? That's what I thought. Ho.
All right, guys, let's go back to camp. Are you guys okay? That was a nasty wreck. Where'd you guys go? Willie, did you take another poor soul to the Cave of Lost Inhibitions? All right, this week's sad, pathetic promotion from the crew at the Timely Beaver. Willie has brought back his fans a present from Mercer Caverns in Murphy's, California. The first person to email timelybeaver@gmail.com will get a beautiful orange bumper sticker directly from Murphy's, California, brought to you from Willie with Love.
Meeting new people. You know, when we're working full-time and go home and you gotta take care of bills and stuff and live a regular professional life with just a job, no school and stuff, it's a little bit different to meet people. You can't just go down to your local college party and meet someone, meet new friends. You kind of have to go out there and do it on your own. So the other night I was with my roommate and I was like, hey, want to go out to the bar and maybe meet some girls or whatever, watch a band play? And he's like, no, can't do that. I can't go out. I haven't shaved in. Like, don't really feel like it. Like, dude, it doesn't really matter what you look like. I think, you know, if you're going to go out to the bar and meet people, it's just not your personality. You just got to, you know, if you're confident in yourself and you seem like you're having a good time, then people want to talk to you. If you seem kind of down and stuff, then they don't want to talk to you. It doesn't matter if you've shaved or not. Looks don't really matter that much. They matter a little bit, but, and if they really do matter, who really gives a shit? You gotta want to talk to them. If you want to talk to them, then they'll want to talk to you. So, that's what I think about meeting new people.
My life is a vacuum. I suck all day and all night. I can vibrate from the left to the right. I can do it, on the floor and on the wall. I could strap on my nozzle and get those hard-to-reach places. Yes, I love my life being a vacuum. I make everyone happy just by simply sucking. You know, being upright is better than being a handheld. Keeping your back straight makes for a better experience. You want to be able to relax while using me, the vacuum. My life is always good being the vacuum that I am. Wouldn't you be if you sucked and vibrated all night?
Now, as you heard, my life as a vacuum you got coming up here, Youth, and Another Night at the Bar by The Kindred.
These are the youth that you can't avoid. It's the truth that can't be destroyed. These are the youth that you can't avoid. It's the truth that can't be destroyed. Cause I'm a youth, I'm a truth, I'm a youth, I'm a truth, truth, truth. Cause I'm a youth, I'm a truth, I'm a youth, I'm a truth, truth, truth. We are the youth that you can't avoid.
another night at the bar. I spotted the single girl. She had a headline mask, she had a high-low shoes. Her eyes were not in blue. The one sat next to her and watched her sit in the dream. We had a head-to-head, I couldn't forgive myself. I said she needed a string. She didn't understand me. No, 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 no. She didn't understand me. It was hot in the car. Wanted to go outside. But I got out of hand and looked at Bobby too. She looked kind of relieved. I asked her where did she live. She said I'm right up the street. When she fired a coat, I lit up a smoke. I couldn't hardly believe. She didn't understand me. No, 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 no. She didn't understand me. Understand me. Understand me. Got to her place. We had our two long dreams. She had our pictures and cats. She had our female rat. I couldn't hardly believe. But then we went to her room. I kissed her on the cheek. Then I kissed her lips. I then danced to my stay till next afternoon. But now she understands me. Yeah. But now she understands me. Understands me. Understands me. A night at the bar. Another night at the bar. Another night at the bar. Yeah.
On the first Attack of the Insecure Clones from Timely Beaver, episode number 1. Mr. Druid orders the insecure clones to take over Earth. The clones, with their low self-confidence, resisted, contending that since there were girls on Earth, they could not take it over. Mr. Druid does not take no for an answer and says,
"Get down there, you slags, and take over Earth! Now! Move your butt in a wiggly motion!"
Na-na.
Na-na.
Oh. Well, I guess we have to take over Earth now.
Yeah, we better. Mr. Druid's pissed.
How are we gonna do it? I mean, we can't even talk to our druid robot very well.
Well, we're gonna have to go to Earth and study their culture and habits as a society. I studied Earth in the Clone Academy, and the planet is ruled by men. But the men are ruled by the women. So, I figure, if we figure out the women, then we can conquer Earth.
How are we going to figure out how to talk to all those sexy women?
We already know how to talk to women. Don't be such a pussy. We just have to remember the time talking to our clone mama. She taught us the ropes on how to talk to other clones. We just have to remember our roots.
Oh, yes, our roots. Like that hip-hop band. I remember them. We can do this. Let's get going.
We are going to Earth, to college, because that's where Earthlings learn how to talk to women.
Na-na. I got us enrolled at UC Berkeley. At Berkeley. Where we can meet and learn to talk to smart, beautiful, liberal, hippie women.
Yes, we are here now. We must go meet women and talk to them. I read that bars are the places to go.
Bars? Like those round cylindrical things?
No, I guess this bar thing is like an earthling place where they meet and congregate and drink this drink called alcohol. Where I guess apparently it messes them up somehow.
Well, let's get this elixir known as alcohol and go meet some women.
Na-na.
Look, there's one. She looks good. Curvy leg extensions and those big round airbags things in front. What are they supposed to do with them? Gosh, those look uncomfortable. And look, the Earth guys are trying to talk to her, but she just ignores them.
I'll go talk to her. I heard this line from an earthling named Andrew Dice Clay.
Hi.
Hello. Is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I can surely see myself in your pants.
Oh my god, you got to be kidding me.
whatever, as if I would not see you in my pants if you were the last guy on Earth. I'd actually rather have sex with my brother. Thanks, bye!
Ow, that hurts. Earth girls are mean. Let's go. I guess talking to girls at the bar is going to be a little tougher than I thought. I'm glad we made it back to the ship. I don't know what we're going to do. Mr. Druid might call here pretty soon. Oh, it's Mr. Druid.
Hey, clones, have you destroyed Earth yet?
No.
Why not? What's your problem?
Well, we tried to talk to girls, and I enrolled us at a college in California and tried to talk to girls, but they're really mean.
Really, really mean.
Really, really mean. They're not very nice at all.
Well, that's no reason for you to be wasting my time and not do what I tell you to. I'm going to have to send out my Imperial Galactic Enterprise people who will go out there and do it. Damn it! Well, think of this and be forever ashamed.
No.
This is Things Found on Megslist, July 8th, 2005. You should not be curvaceous, whimsical, decorated, or romantic. You should have no torrid affairs to speak of. You can't dance. You can barely function. Essentially, you are nothingness. But you have might, the ability to respond. Hopefully with something blank and meaningless. Activities include sitting around or thinking, but no doing. You have a fair complexion and no hang-ups about anybody else. Your dreams are in color and you remember everything about them, with no need to write the details down. Nothing happens in between dreaming and waking. You have plain gray hair, or ideally a mix of black and white. I prefer a barely strand. Your favorite meal is a mineral or going on a diet. Your voice is flat and rarely used. You have all your teeth, but they are dry and straight. Some of your favorite activities are walking in the water along the beach. Do not walk on the beach itself, or hiking the brambles of the forest. Don't you dare walk the paths. You have an amazing history of never having dated before, and you have never kissed a man, woman, child, animal, or arm. Your life consists of nothingness. Once again, this was Things Found on Megslist.
It's letters, letters, letters to Willie. All right, this is a new addition to the Timely Beaver Show. These are fan letters that we have received to Willie. So this first letter comes to us from Peter, who is in Fresno. And it reads, Dear Willie, I noticed you are the beaver who gets a lot of beaver play. Can you give me any hints on how Peter can work the ladies? Well, Willie... Oh, really? Well, Peter, Willie says there are two simple rules to follow to make that beaver love connection. Rule number one, always make sure you show up clean. Nobody likes a dirty beaver. Rule number two, perhaps the most important rule in any pickup situation, always make meaningful, intellectual conversation and never swear in front of the ladies. You'll never get anywhere in life being a nasty beaver. Well, thanks for your letter, Peter. And if any of you want to submit your letters to us, join us at thetimelybeaver.com and show your support or ask your questions to Willie. Or you can drop us a message at 206-222-BEAV. That's 2328. And we hope to hear from you.
It's letters, letters, letters to Willie.
Nice show.
Yeah, no, we had a great time today doing this show.
You always start off the end of the show the same way. We had a great time, boo the show.
All right, maybe I shouldn't just fucking do that part of the show then. How about that?
Why don't we cut you off? No,
Mike,
I would never do that. Really? I would never do that, Mike.
See if you ride my bus again.
I'm a good bartender. Mike, fuck you and your bike. I've said it before. Bike and your bus. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
You know, Sam,
it's not something you hold over people's heads.
I think that theme song that I play in the bus, Let's Get Retarded, maybe you just it's gone to your head too much.
Mike?
Maybe you're drunk.
Maybe. I don't know.
You're all out of control.
This is Mike. I can't get out of the chair.
Nap is not an emotional outlet.
Exactly. A nap is not an emotional outlet, right, Mike?
I guess it's not.
Words of Mike's to live by.
I have no recollection of anything that may have happened that night, so I'll leave it at that. But I want to thank you guys for coming out today.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Do my feet stink?
Of course they do. Yes.
Just a little.
Well, you've been walking around a lot more now that you don't have your trunk.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to some fan mail, Ode to Boobs, our musical guest, The Kindred, Willie's trip to California and camping, Mike's voice memo minute, Attack of the Insecure Clones, and Meg's List.
And My Life is a Vacuum.
And, of course, My Life is a Vacuum. We want to thank Carrie for doing that one, because My Life is a Vacuum is in this one. So. Maybe Ted was off somewhere else doing that part of it.
I'm reading like a fifth grade education level.
Yeah, you are.
I hope that don't get you far.
Now, it's a new month, and we want to remember to, what do you think about this, the Podcast Alley voting thing? I think the whole voting system's kind of skewed. I'm going to have to talk about that later, but podcastalley.com.
Well, instead of complaining, just...
Vote for us and make us beat them by true votership.
Show your support and make us your number one show. And don't forget to drop us a message at 206-222-BEEV or send us an email here at
timelybeaver@gmail.com.
Yeah, I want to know who our listeners are. Talk to us.
Well, we have Manuel, Miguel.
We got Peter. We know you're out there, Peter.
Peter, thanks a lot for the email. We appreciate it.
What up, Pete?
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. And thanks again for all you who subscribe to the show. And we hope to hear from more of you soon.
Peace out. Beaver out.
You're so predictable, Sammy. You're so predictable.
Oh, bag. Let's go back to camp.
Willie, the beaver.